The new Mix 99.5 WJBR presents Jesse's Girls with Jesse Michelli on the new Mix 99.5 WJBR.
Welcome to Jesse's Girls. I'm Jesse from the new Mix 99.5 WJBR. Michael and Jesse in the morning. And today I'm joined by Danielle Andrasani Novacek. She serves many charities in our community, including Make-A-Wish and Ministry of Caring. And she's here to talk about some events that are coming up, her roles within the charities, and the purpose of volunteering. Danielle, thank you so much for coming in today.
Thanks so much for having me here, Jesse.
Let's start with Make-A-Wish, because I know you guys have a big event coming up. First, start off with the mission of Make-A-Wish.
The mission of Make-A-Wish is to reach all eligible children who are fighting critical illnesses by granting them the power of a wish. And that wish can be a wish of who they want to be, who they want to meet, where they want to go, or what they'd like to have.
All of these kids are just robbed of their chance to be a child and, you know, going out and play and riding their bike. They're stuck in the hospital, getting poked with needles, and dealing with a lot of things that even adults can't even imagine going through.
That's exactly right, Jesse. And what a lot of these kids are dealing with, some of them don't even understand or comprehend what their own illness means. And so what Make-A-Wish does is Make-A-Wish gives these children and their families hope. And to be able to give hope is really an incredible and invaluable gift, to be able to give a family and a child in need during just an unimaginable hardship that they're dealing with. And it's a way for the community to come together and really show their strength and support for this family and to give them courage. It's a wonderful thing.
And you guys have a local event coming up, so let's talk about the details of Walk for Wishes.
Walk for Wishes is our second annual event that will be held on Sunday, November 4th at 8 o'clock in the morning.
And you guys are at Nemours?
Yeah, so it'll be at Nemours Mansion and Gardens again this year, which is right next to Nemours AI DuPont Hospital for Children.
And where can people sign up for the walk?
They can sign up online. They can go to Phila, philadesv.wish.org.
How many wishes were you guys able to grant because of the event last year?
Last year, we granted a record-breaking 357 wishes.
Oh my gosh.
And just to put that in perspective, that's 100 more wishes than our chapter was able to grant 5 years ago. And of those wishes, 61 were granted to kids here in Delaware.
61 in Delaware. Wonderful. And what's your goal for this year?
Our goal for this year is 365 wishes. That's one wish a day for the entire year, with at least 70 wishes being granted to kids here in Delaware.
And Danielle, what are some of the most memorable wishes that you've seen granted with these kids?
Jesse, every wish is memorable and inspiring just because it's the child's one true wish. But I would like to share with you some of my most memorable, and one was the 6,000th wish that was granted by our chapter, was granted to a teenage boy named Quincy, who lives in Delaware and battles bone cancer. Quincy used his wish as an opportunity to give back to Nemours AI DuPont Hospital and the children there who are facing battles similar to his. Quincy designed what has been termed after him the Q Lounger Chair. And what the Q Lounger Chair does is it fully reclines and it comes with a built-in pillow. And then he had them donated to every bone marrow oncology floor at Nemours. And Quincy's message is beautiful and simplistic. When he was awarded these chairs to give to the hospital, he said, quote, "Going through chemo is already hard enough, but at least be comfortable doing it."
What a selfless young man.
Absolutely. We're lucky to have him.
Earlier this month, when we spoke with Dennis, who is the CEO of Make-A-Wish, Susquehanna, Philadelphia, and Delaware, he mentioned Quincy, and we think he's just absolutely a remarkable young man. Danielle, any other kids that stick out to you?
Oh, absolutely. Just to briefly highlight a few of the unique wishes, there was a young teenage girl who suffered a stroke, and her wish was to design hooded sweatshirts with inspirational sayings for other adolescent girls. There was a teenage boy whose wish was for a running blade so that he could begin playing and then dominating high school sports. There was a young teenage girl who recently wrote and recorded a song she wrote titled Recover in a recording studio that discussed in a beautiful way her own struggles throughout her illness and what she learned as a result of it. We've had several children wish to give their wish away so that they could understand how great it felt
Wow.
to grant the wish of another child. I always get choked up. But then one of the wishes that truly stands out most in my mind, Jesse, is a nonverbal high school senior from our chapter recently wished to have friends. And our local Make-A-Wish chapter created a Facebook page for this child and handed out friendship bags the first day of school to all of her classmates so that they would understand the illness that she suffered from. These students went on throughout the year to rearrange their schedules to always be sitting with her at lunch and to get to know her. And then a couple months later, after the wish had been granted, the student body went so far as to vote this young woman homecoming queen.
Wow.
This organization truly brings out the best in humanity.
Absolutely. These kids are just so inspiring and so selfless. We're sitting down with Danielle Andrasani Novacek. She serves so many charities in our community, including the Delaware branch of Make-A-Wish. And we're chatting about some of the kids who have been granted wishes through Make-A-Wish. And what makes the Delaware branch of Make-A-Wish unique? Because we all know that Delaware is such a unique place, and it's different than Philadelphia, than New York, than all these big major cities. So why does the Delaware branch stand out?
As a native Delawarean, Make-A-Wish Delaware is unique by the sole fact that all of the funds raised in Delaware are being used to grant wishes to children who live in Delaware. Many of the wish kids in Newcastle, Kent, and Sussex counties, they receive their treatment side by side in Amores AI DuPont Hospital for Children. And now that all three of our counties fall within Make-A-Wish Delaware, all Delaware kids who are battling critical or life-threatening illnesses will receive their wishes in the same timely manner and to the same extent possible as one another. And that, Jesse, is a huge accomplishment.
And I'm sure that this comes with several challenges being a smaller city. What are some of the challenges that Make-A-Wish faces right here in Delaware?
Well, first and foremost, we have fiscal challenges, as any operating nonprofit does. Our chapter operates on a $6.5 million annual budget. Of that budget, 87 cents to every dollar goes to the granting of a wish. Every year, the number of wishes and the number of children qualifying for wishes goes up. And now with taking over the entire state of Delaware, the number of wishes will only foreseeably continue to go up. We also are in need of volunteer wish granters. That's people who meet with the children and their families and try to determine the child's one true wish. We need Spanish-speaking volunteers who are able to go with these wish granters and assist families where English isn't their native language. We are asking that Delaware schools will join the Kids for Wish Kids program, which you can learn more about on our website. We're seeking out universities and colleges and asking that their students on campus join the Wish Makers on Campus programs to educate themselves and other students on Make-A-Wish Delaware and how they too can make a lasting difference in the life of a child.
Wow, so there is really a lot that people right here in Delaware can contribute to Make-A-Wish Delaware to help these kids that are right here in our neighborhood.
No contribution is too small, Jesse. And the reality is, if you have an idea for a fundraiser, you're welcome to do it on your own and then donate the proceeds to Make-A-Wish Delaware. Most of the events that Make-A-Wish hosts are external events. The Make-A-Wish Walk for Wishes is really the only true internal event right now in this county.
And Danielle, we are highlighting you this month. Oh. And you serve so many charities in our community. And you've got so many roles. You've got so much going on. I don't know how you do it. But let's start with your role at Make-A-Wish. What do you do with Make-A-Wish?
My role at Make-A-Wish is I am both a director on the board of directors for the Make-A-Wish Philadelphia, Delaware, and Susquehanna Valley. And I'm also a member of the Delaware Leadership Committee.
And what are some of your other endeavors that you have going on in the neighborhood?
Well, I've always been a longtime supporter of the Ministry of Caring and its 19 programs. I'm currently a president of the Sacred Heart Village One Board of Directors and a past president of the Ministry of Caring Guild, which is their volunteer and fundraising arm for their annual events, getting volunteers in the community involved, and doing outreach for all of their programs.
So what brought you to all of these charities and organizations?
Well, it started when I was a child. Both in grade school and high school, I went to schools that encouraged the Adopt-a-Child program at Christmas time, which donates toys at Christmas to children that are served by the Ministry of Caring. In high school, I took a service class where I needed to find a volunteer experience, and I chose to volunteer on Sunday mornings babysitting kids at the Mary Mother of Hope House 2. It was children and mothers who are homeless living in the Ministry of Caring's temporary housing. And the effect that that had on me was a profound one that has stuck with me my entire life and has continued to motivate me to stay involved in these wonderful organizations.
Danielle, you are so gracious and so inspiring. What keeps you going?
Jesse, I've always been interested in volunteering. So I've always looked for ways. I've always been a champion for the underdog. And when my husband and I made the difficult decision that I would step away from my career path to focus on our family, volunteering became a very positive outlet for me. There's many great reasons to volunteer, and I would encourage parents, if one has chosen to take some time off from paid employment, to look for volunteer outlets that can be beneficial to both them and the community. There's a lot of great management and leadership experiences that you can be afforded through volunteer work in a much faster way than you might be given in a workplace environment. The people that you will meet and the community that you will surround yourself with through your volunteer work will open so many doors for you. You will be surrounded by some of the kindest, most inspiring, compassionate people you have ever met in your life. You will definitely walk away a better person. The other important thing to realize is that no amount of time, or whether or not you have the needed skill sets or not, it's all valuable. And even if you only have a couple hours a day working from your laptop, that can be enough. Oftentimes, nonprofits just need somebody to connect organizations to other people that can help them. A lot of fundraising and volunteer work can be done from the confines of your own home.
So there's always time to do it. People always say they don't have enough time. They're too busy. You know, they've got too much going on. There always is time to volunteer and give back to your community.
I think when people think of volunteering, they think of direct, hands-on, labor-intensive volunteering. But in actuality, you can do a lot of good for this community by writing letters, by reaching out to people, by being an oral and written advocate. And I think it's important to sit down and think about what are your strengths and what do you want to get out of your volunteer work? How much time do you have? These are important decisions that you need to make before you just jump in. I'm an advocate. I'm a trial attorney by trade. It was very important for me to be able to find a way to use my advocacy skills and my written skills to give back. And so through grant writing and through meeting with people who run foundations and large donors and spreading the mission of these wonderful organizations, it's been an amazing outlet for me. And it's just one of the small things I'm able to do.
And as a parent, I'm sure people who volunteer, they want to influence their kids one day to do the same thing and give back. So I think that it's really great that you're volunteering, and you were telling me off the air that your kids want to volunteer, which I think is really, really wonderful.
I think that it's important to create a culture of giving, not just at home, but also in your workplace and in your children's schools. I think that it's a wonderful way to boost morale. It's something positive that everyone can do together. I think for bosses and teachers to ask their students and their employees what causes are important to them and how can they support them, I think it really renews a sense of positivity in those types of environments. And I think the younger that you get people to begin volunteering and feeling connected to organizations within their community, the more likely they're going to stay involved.
It takes a village.
It certainly does.
It certainly does. And let's talk about you a little bit. You have three amazing kids and you're doing all of this volunteer work, raising kids. How do you find balance? What keeps you sane?
I drink a lot of coffee.
There you go.
I walk and run with my friends whenever I get a chance. That's a good outlet. I'm fortunate that my husband and my kids support my efforts. You know, I will say for those parents that do stay at home, you know, volunteer meetings at night can be a great way to get out of bedtime.
You go. I love that.
But believe it or not, the volunteer work actually is my balance, Jesse. It is the positive outlet that lets me communicate and work with other professionals and feel like I'm making a difference and accomplishing something. It's not always easy to step away from a career to focus on family. And sometimes it's the community involvement that can really help fill a void in your life and give you incredible new experiences and skill sets that can launch you on a future career path.
And you know what? We were talking about this a little bit off the air. It specifically mothers. No matter what a mother does, she gets judged. Whether she chooses to stay home with her kids, someone's going to have something to say. and whether she goes back to work, someone's going to have something to say. And seeing you, I just want to tell you that I think you're doing really amazing, amazing work in our community. And I'm absolutely inspired by you and everything that you're doing. You're a wonderful mother. You're a wonderful advocate for volunteering. And you're so charitable right here in our neighborhood. And Danielle, thank you so much for coming in to talk to me on Jessie's Girls. I really appreciate it.
Thank you so much, Jessie, for having me. It's been wonderful.
You've been listening to Jessie's Girls with Jessie Michelli on the new Mix 99.5 WJBR.